okay at the moment because we're very quiet in the afternoons, which is here this afternoon. Anyway, miserable afternoon as well. They get your name. I know where you are now. Right. This is a surprise, he says. Actually, you from G8, he said.
Yeah, the name is Trevor here, and yeah, our the local repeater we have, it's an RLP node, and lots of times it gets left to the Saskatchewan reflector, which that in itself gets connected to the Canada node quite often. So you never know where you're going to be broadcasting or who's going to be connected most days, it seems. So anyway, it's all good, but it's nice to hear from you, Kate. What time is it in your area? We are 7:02 here, and I'm going to have to say 73 is here right away because I'm just pulling up my work.
Okay, yeah, it's 1400 British summertime here. 2 o'clock local time. And yeah, starting the day's work, how well. I've forgotten what that means nowadays. Usually it means cooking breakfast and carpets, windows, cutting grass. I think you're rather working at where you are, wouldn't you? Okay, have a good day. I hope everything goes smoothly for you. And 73 from G8CZ, Manchester, UK.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I go to work, pay the bills, but I get to go home and play and cut the grass and do that kind of stuff, which I like doing. So, anyway, we may talk again, and 73 is a great day, and have yourself an excellent afternoon. T5, TG Mobile, clear.
Yes, okay. That's 73 now. GHC's are listening.
This is Victor Echo 3 Julius November Uniform. Name is Dan. I'm from Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. Over.
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Dan from GHCZ. Big time zones. And they say the earth is flat. Right. Well, my name is Frank, the location is Manchester. Just been having a drink of tea and listening around after lunch. And it's grey, wet and miserable outside. So, I'm inside and about to disappear off to the shack and do a little bit of work in the shack. And as the call is at your side of the pond there, the garden work is yard work and whatever. And that will have to, it's all soaking wet. Not that I mind making you wait, it's the catch up later that's the problem. Back to you, Dan, from G8 Seasoning.
I think I have it now, G8 Seasoning. I am not used to European call signs at all. So far, I've mostly heard Canadian ones and a little bit of American. But 9 a.m., 9:04 here, and sunny. And I'm just on my way to work. So I've got another 15 minutes. Anyway, it's a bit here from over the pond.
sounds okay down here, Caesar Lee. Well, once you get onto the internet and get used to all sorts of dialogues and what have you, and time zones and so on. Local connections are the planet somewhere, if you wish. You're not limited like VHF, UHF and microwaves. Although the limitations on those are expanding quite a lot, through satellites and so on. I hope your day goes smoothly down, not too many panics and situations, and now you know where to find us. GACZD, Manchester, UK.
Back to you.
Cheers, Caesar. Well, you should always try to upgrade your license as young as you can, and as soon as you can. But not for any particular reason, because it allows you to run more power or HF or whatever. It's just that it may prove to be a restriction on some future date for something you just feel like doing. It's better to get it done. We leave it too long, it just gets too much for us. Same with anything, of course. Things seem to get more technical on a day-by-day basis. Go for it when you can, Dan, when you feel, feel you can. Something else that you got out of the road that may restrict you in the future. You may get your full license, and then end up playing with microwaves out of interest. Low power at that, you can go whichever way or both ways at the same time if your license permits it. Just follow the interest. Follow what your friends and peer group are doing. If they want to go, I don't know. Think of something like high power video or whatever. And you want to do that, then you can do. You don't have to be left. But you don't need to, it's like the kilowatt licenses, and that doesn't mean to say you have to be kilowatt. Gate seasoning.
Yeah, so in Canada there's the basic license, which if you have the normal basic license, you have VHF, UHF, and up to 1,000 watts. There's the basic with honors, like if you get 80% or more on the basic exam, then you get basic with honors, which gives you HF, basically all the bands, up with a maximum power of 1,000 watts. I think it might vary, like less power in HF, I'm not sure of that, but then I think advanced lets you increase your power up to 2,200 or 2,500 watts. But yeah, currently I'm just on VHF, UHF. That's the equipment I have, like a mobile in my car with 25 watts. I can hit repeaters pretty good up to 50 kilometers, but I'm not sure which way I would go next. I'm thinking maybe next I would go for repeater and see if I can get some propagation conditions to reach out without a repeater, because Simplex on VHF doesn't go very far. VE3JNU, back to you.
VHF and upwards goes pretty long way, but only got the altitude. If you've got a clear takeoff, hilltop or mountain top to other, you're looking at hundreds of miles on a hand portable. If you're down in the city streets, you're looking at half a mile to a mile with the same hand portable. In practice, also I've noticed lots of people are quite surprised to find that they can reach hundreds of miles. They don't operate from exposed hilltops. Again, the 25 watts. I think you said 25. There's practical power limitations in your car as well. But it's available as your radios and so on, but the, you know, how much power you can take from whatever power source you've got.